Feelings Are Good is the name of the song we're going to be listening to. Feeling Good, because Jeff's day.
Yeah.
Saturday. And so we want to thank Jeff for coming on board with us. If you don't know who Jeff is, then you obviously don't know the show.
Yeah.
That's him in the bottom corner. Not in the video, but in the photograph.
Yeah, that's a stunt.
That picture was taken approximately 6 years ago at Staples Tower. See guns. And let's see here. Exactly 6 years almost, because next Monday I'll be my birthday. So, yeah, about 6 years
ago. Happy birthday.
Happy early birthday.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, you didn't tell us that on the show.
Didn't know, didn't know you. Yeah. I think there's monumental birthdays, 13, 16, 18, 21. Mm-hmm. And then fuck you. It's just another day.
50.
Dirty 30.
Happy 50th birthday, Jeff.
Lordy, lordy, holy fuck.
I'm not there yet. Fuck you. Almost, not there. I'm on this side of the shore, man. Just pushing away from it.
That's okay. You got about it. And as you know, good.
Yep.
As I know what?
Feelings are good.
Yes, they are. We're so is your hearing, but it tends to go.
Welcome to Shotcast Saturday, everybody. It is the final episode of Neurotic November. All month long, we've listened to Neurotic Fighters, and we are polishing off this entire album today.
Last song, baby.
The last song for us to review. It's called Are Good. It reminds me immediately of those sample tapes you used to get at Hot Topic back in the day. You remember those?
Yeah.
He feels.
Yep.
That's good.
At least he hasn't lost that sense.
What you drinking on, Jeff? Powerade and vodka.
No. See, what I do with an empty Powerade is I fill it halfway, put the top on, lay it sideways in the freezer, and then you have ice water later. Or, you know, ice packs for coolers if you need it.
So you know how the bottle on a Gatorade bottle's big around?
If this is going down some weird fucking subject.
I was on a road trip, and I got a bunch of Gatorade. Gave the bottle and then piss in them, because I figured since the cap was this big that my wiener would fit down in the bottle.
I've done it 100 times with Gatorade bottles,
and always underestimate the size of my penis. I thought I had a small penis, but I guess if it won't fit in a fucking Gatorade bottle, then
I walked right into that one, didn't I?
Then, well, I could. In there. But that, I mean. Kind of made me feel good that it wouldn't fit, but at the same time, it made me feel bad because now I wear this. Because I'd planned out this road trip. I'd skipped a couple of rest stops, and by the time I figured out that this plan that I had put together wasn't going to work out like I thought it would. And have we ever told the story of Rick Dunsford and the monster can on here?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. You probably told it on your hand.
Okay.
Is that the Atlanta show or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
I know story. I've told you. I just don't know if I've told it on the air or not.
Yeah, I think I remember hearing this thing on Unbanned, which is still in our archives, by the way. If you're listening on Spotify, it's way down there. But there's a whole playlist, actually, which is, you know, link gunsradio.com. You get the links to all the playlists of all our episodes and such. So check it out there. It's
easy to find it. I don't know if this is going to be I think I liked it better.
Yeah.
We're doing that drive-through thing again this week. Yep. Can I just drive around? Can I just pull around? I'm gonna just pull around. This isn't Duff singing, right?
No.
It's, I think the dude from fucking Duran Duran.
Oh, Roger okay. Taylor. Roger or someone else. Roger Taylor?
Yeah. That's the dude. I don't know. But,
Oh, okay. Well, let me look it up right now, actually. Hang on.
Cool. Johnny Taylor?
I want my Johnny dad.
Taylor. Yeah, that's it.
Johnny Taylor wants his dad.
Yeah.
Who's Johnny's dad? Did he get to hear this song for Father's Day? Well, I want my dad. My dad's going to be, by the time this airs, my dad will be in my house. Probably yelling at me for not doing something that, you know, doesn't concern him. That's usually the way it goes.
You know, those twinkle lights aren't twinkling.
You not ever dust this fucking house? No, I don't, Dad.
So you're hosting Thanksgiving is what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got big old turkey for the old man?
Yeah, I got a 12-pounder.
There you go. You got it starting to thaw already?
Oh, yes. Yes, I started it. I put it in the – I took it from the freezer and put it in the bottom of the fridge this morning because it's going to have to – before I go to work on Wednesday.
For every pound or something like that?
Yeah, or a day.
Not 24
a day for
hours.
Every...
4 pounds per 24 hours, I think it is.
Yeah. But I want it to be completely thawed when I go to work on Wednesday because Wednesday morning before work, I need to get it in the brine.
He can't wait to stick his hand up its ass and put that fucking stuff in there.
Oh, trust me, it's my least favorite part of a turkey.
I leave that to my mom.
I wish, but I'm smoking. So I've nice. Gotta. I'm providing the turkey and a house to be in. So, mom's gonna be cooking a lot of stuff for the gathering. They're gonna be here except me, mom, and dad. So I was like, mom, don't make enough to feed a fucking army. Make two or three sides. You know, we'll have a turkey. Maybe some mashed potatoes, maybe some mac and cheese.
Football, a couple drinks. We'll enjoy ourselves.
I'll get a case.
Don't mind that smell, Mom. Don't mind that smell, Mom.
Oh, she knows. Listen, my family's views on marijuana has drastically changed over the years. So, well.
Not as taboo. Welcome to the club, Ohio.
Yeah, it's about time. I never thought I'd see the day where I would be sharing my stash with the parentals.
What? Nice.
Well, they have medicals. And it really does help them. And I've been trying to tell them for years. They wouldn't listen to me. But Dad was able to get off of all kinds of he took a lot of anti-narcotics and it worked because it was shit that would kill you. And now he doesn't have to take anymore. So I'm really happy for him on that. But, you know, at least I ain't got to worry about my dad going to sleep and not waking up.
Right.
So, this.
Feeling.
So you know the feeling. Jeff's gonna tell because he's on this show. Like, oh yeah, I know the feeling. Shame.
Feeling of shame. Shame.
Sure. Shame circle.
or the feelings.
Now Jeff has no shame. This is not the face of a guy that's a shame. This is actually, you know, when we upscaled the photo, because when I first downloaded this photo, I was like, Jeff's got a little crazy eyes going. This will be a funny photo. It took those out and made Jeff's eyes a lot more normal when they were.
Look at those bags, though, under my eyes. I look like a fucking alien, dude.
Dude, I always have bags.
If that happens, you get 3 hours of sleep. That was the day after Thanksgiving. So I, like, went into my food coma after Thanksgiving and then, like, woke up an hour later and then went home from my family's house, slept 2 hours and got on a flight. No.
Wasn't Sid in this photo, minutes. Too?
Excuse me?
Sid yes, was in this photo.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So he's just talking about all the different feelings he had, and then he ends it with feelings are good.
They're good. They're good.
Let's see if he feels anything different in this next one. We've been happy. He's been sad, I guess. He's felt shamed.
Yeah.
Top it off with horny.
Yeah, he was good. He's good. Then he's hurt. Then he's sad. He wanted his dad. Shamed. Lots of other more shame. And then we'll see how.
Dude, you top it off with horny, you can just plaster bipolar right on their forehead.
There you go.
Let's find out.
Steve Jones is backing him up on vocals now.
Mm-hmm. Pete Jones?
Steve Jones.
Or Steve Jones. Pistol. Okay. Not a bad guitar solo.
It was okay.
Or breakdown thereafter.
Yeah.
That the bass line is pronounced. If that's not the word I'm looking for.
It's more in the mix, you mean, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely hearing some bass. Let's listen.
You know you hear Duff when the mix is a lot more in the mix.
Duff's not on bass.
Who's on bass?
The dude from Duran Duran. Duff's on guitar in this band.
Oh, that was Duff? Okay.
Well, nice. Steve Jones
says guitar, bass.
Solo.
Yeah.
Depends on one.
Yeah.
I'm sure those who could play multiple instruments on this album probably played on different parts of the song, but
yeah,
Duff live played guitar, not bass. For this
okay,
album.
Yeah, because it says here Duff did guitar, bass, lead, and backing vocals. Sorm on drums. Steve Jones did guitar, and then John Taylor also did bass. So, I guess they swapped him and John Taylor depending on the song. I guess.
Yeah.
I feels they're multiplying. Actually, this sounds right now with this voice. It's the beginning of the time warp. It's electrifying.
It's electrifying.
How does that go? Oh, man, I can't remember. How's the time warp go? Madness has taken its toll. What I'm talking about, like where the guy's talking at the beginning of the time warp on Rocky Horror.
I don't know.
Oh, wow, yeah. I've watched Mason that movie three times.
Yeah.
Slapabus.
Getting it down. Yeah. Going downtown on the shit.
Slapping that bass like Peter Glavin, man.
Yo. Slapping that bass like Phil Spector.
Smacking the bass.
Oh, by the way, I watched a documentary on Phil Spector this week, and any doubt that I ever had is completely gone.
He did it.
Oh, yeah. He definitely did it. He's a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm glad we killed him on the show.
Yeah. Double death.
There for a while, dude, we couldn't make fun of anybody because every time we made fun of somebody, they'd fucking die.
Yeah.
Right?
Before the show aired.
Something bad.
Like, who was it that you did it like the day you recorded it?
Oh, fuck. I think it was Spectre.
No,
I think it was Phil Spector.
I think it that probably was one.
Because he died. Died the week that we posted the one
was
where
it Pee-wee?
Hang on, Phil Spector.
Remember.
Yeah,
Phil Spector
died
Pee-wee?
In the beginning of 2021.
Yeah, Phil Spector died.
Sworn you guys watched the podcast that was pre-recorded, and like a day or two later, this guy died.
It's probably Phil Spector, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we recorded it. He was alive and well when we recorded. He wasn't well. He was in prison. But he was alive right. When we recorded it. And we was making fun of his hair and everything else. And then the motherfucker went and died. Now, at least if that was going to be the one that died before the episode where we're just roasting ass hairs, at least it was a piece of shit and not somebody good like Eddie Van Halen. Because we the presses when Eddie died on the show. And it's funny because we recorded a comedy skit in that episode called Shitbeard the Pirate, which was and a fake beard with a sock over my hand with a clothes hanger sticking out of it. And Caputo had to present a bunch of rock stars to Beard the Pirate. He had to be a pirate, be a part of his pirate crew. Because you know how rock stars tend to look like pirates. And that was the whole joke. Then Eddie died, and we cut the scene out to do a tribute to Eddie Van Halen before it aired. And to this day, I can't find that fucking pirate skit to save my life. But that's okay, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not looking all that for it, because it fucking sucked.
No, it wasn't
good. Word.
It was not funny. We knew it wasn't funny when, even in the edit, we couldn't make it funny. And we were like, there's always next week, you know. But then Eddie died, so we cut that shitty bit out to talk about Eddie Van Halen. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to this day, that's one of our lost episodes or lost segments. Yeah,
I think Sid and I had like 3 podcasts that we'd never aired with some people that like either they at least 2 I can think of. The quality, like the connection, they were overseas, and like one was a movie guy who had Slash in his movie, and another guy was, they were both movie guys who had Slash in their movie. One was the director of that black and white movie with Lemmy in it too, like Goddamn or whatever. Remember that movie?
No, Goddamn.
Like,
no.
Like fucking Henry Rollins was in it, Lemmy was in it, Slash was in it. It's like a movie about rock. And then the other one was a guy named Andrew Cole who like did this anti-bullying campaign where Slash played a solo on the theme song to it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But the audios in both of them were like so bad because the guys were overseas and they weren't using like really good like headphones or whatever like we do, and kind of went to shit. Like we couldn't even edit it into like clips or anything. It was so bad, unfortunately.
Sucks. Well, yeah. We don't have much left.
Yeah.
Feelings are good.
May have mentioned that.
I hear feelings are good. What do you guys think about feelings?
I'm going to put that on a t-shirt.
Feelings are good. Or so I'm told.
And the album's done.
Yeah, and with that, all we've got left to do is give our final thoughts. Who wants to go first? I'll go first.
Right.
I think what I'm going to say about Feelings Are Good is that I really, surprisingly enough, I mean, I roasted this. It's not one of my favorites. I hate it. I thought it was just kind of half-ass. Go Dogs. Hopefully Mississippi State won on Thanksgiving. I want to say, you know, like, it wasn't great. It wasn't the best thing we've heard on the song, but it wasn't either, especially compared to that shit we listened to on Monday. I'm gonna give it a. I'm gonna put it smack in the middle at with a 2 out of 5.
All right.
Who's next?
I'll take it from you.
All right.
I'm like the same boat. But I'm gonna go probably just a little more. I'm gonna give it a 2.5 out of 5. It was enjoyable at times. I think like I did like the solo. It was simple. You don't have to have like a, you know, some like shredtastic, shredtacular shit, whatever. You know, it was simple. It fit the song. I'd say the solo and that breakdown part was really cool. So you get to hear more of the emphasis on the bass and the drums in that section as well. It's a decent song, but I think the one we had last week was better. This is still okay. I'd say it's middle of the road, 2.5 out of 5.
All right, and last but not least, G-Man Jeff, his Oklahoma hat.
Fuck you. Go Buckeyes. I hope that Saturday, by the time you guys see this, the Buckeyes will be national. On their way to the national championship, fuck Michigan. This fucking album was Breath Fresh Air. I remember getting it the summer before my freshman year of college, right after graduating high school. The album fucking rocks. It's an all-star cast. But this song, like, less is more. I heard you feelings are good the first 50 fucking times. So if you could edit out some of that and just do the music, that would have been better. So I'm going to give it a solid 2.5 because of the cast members. At least it has a hook and a jam, but could have done better on your way out. Less is more. 2.5.
All right. Well, there you go, folks. But the question is, what did you think? Let us know in the comment section below. Or if you're listening on any of our other platforms, go over to gunsandradio.com. Get your free. Join our Discord. And for everybody, whether you're listening, watching, whether you're on Spotify or whatever, subscribe to YouTube. Ring that icon so you can be notified anytime we post new videos, which on YouTube we post new content pretty regularly. We don't wait for episodes to post new stuff. We always post in news, music video reviews. We rock and roll station over on YouTube that we're building, and there's going to be something coming up because I haven't got everything with Caputo, but just be on the lookout. So yeah, things are coming to our channel in 2024 and beyond. Hopefully you guys will enjoy everything we've got. Jeff, thanks for coming on. Good to see you again and being a part of Guns and Radio on today and Shotcast Day today. Be sure to come back tomorrow. We will not be alive. We're going to have a episode of Guns and Radio. The chat will still be open. Will be happening in our normal times and all that good shit. So get up in them comments in them chats and enjoy everybody each other's company for the holiday while you're full on turkey and all that good shit. But until next time, Hell State, I'm Dustin Bone.
And I'm Chris Caputo, guys. We'll see you tomorrow for some more Guns and Radio goodness. We are done. The Neurotic Outsiders album. It ended off pretty decent, actually. I thought it was going to be a run of shit, but it ended off pretty decent. But, yeah, and remember, kids, feelings are good.
Feelings are good.
Yeah. Especially down.